few Goldilocks. Excuse me, I'm trying to get the show started. Oh man, a few Goldie. Okay, well, now it's all ruined. A few Goldilocks Bears podcast with Vince McLeod
John Emmett.
And David Lauer.
and this is a show where our topics are about love and hate, just anger, you know. But then there's all the stuff in between, the gray areas. You're not really sure. You're mixed up. You don't know what to think. There's those topics as well. But before we do any of that, we talk about old topics from eons ago, and it's called the Deja Fuse. Go ahead, John.
Yes, did y'all see how Surgeon General is calling out alcohol now as the third leading cause of cancer? Basically, I think it's number one is tobacco, and then number two is obesity, which is, I'm confused how that's a cause of cancer, but I don't know. I'm not a doctor. But yeah, alcohol is number three now, and
I
they
feel like it
put,
would probably be the contents of your food. No.
yeah,
No.
don't know. But yeah, they released an advisory on it a couple of weeks ago, and I think they're adding, like, they're updating the labeling on alcohol in the future to call out the cancer risk associated with it.
Oh, wow. So, until then, though, like, was it widely known what the top three were?
Not to me. I don't know.
Like, what did alcohol just took someone's spot? The sun?
Yeah, that's a good question. Like, obviously, tobacco, like I think that surprised no one to be number one, but yeah, beyond that, I don't know what I would have thought.
Yeah, and that's really it's time to lose even more weight, or even more reason to lose weight. Yeah, that sucks.
Or
Yeah,
more
like
reason to lose more.
I think like the consistency with all of these is like be mindful of what you put into your body. You know, like unnatural chemicals are bad. We want, try and keep, just like real food, natural food, organic stuff is much better. You know, obviously tobacco, it's not just tobacco. They put in, 200 other chemicals, addictive chemicals in there. And I think obesity being on the list, I don't think it's technically the obesity. It's probably over consuming processed foods would
Yeah,
be my
like
guess.
what do they call that, like a correlation rather than a causation, but
Yeah. And
that
then the
sounds like a strong
drinking.
opinion to me.
The drinking, I heard that drinking was only bad for you if you do it during the daylight hours. As long as the sun goes down, you're fine.
Like I said, the
I have
sun.
heard similar things.
Yeah.
My gosh. Well, wait, this was a deja vu of alcohol. That was your topic, right?
Yes, yeah,
Okay.
in the past I've talked about indifference to alcoholic beverages in general, and I guess chalk this up on the con side.
Yeah. Although, what liver or what is this? Kidney cancer, right?
Basically, like anything that alcohol touches, so like your mouth, your throat, your larynx, and then, like, yeah, kidney, liver, esophagus, like your digestive system, like colorectal, all the way through, I guess.
I
And
knew
then
pouring beer down
yeah.
my ass crack was going to be a bad thing. Damn it.
Wait, so what about like the alcohol that I put on my hands every day at work, like using Purell?
Ooh.
Is that absorbed through my skin? I've heard that it is. It's really bad for you, but I don't know what to believe anymore because like everything is bad for me, so it's kind of hard for me to gauge whether it's bad.
Yeah, that's a good question. Is your skin a strong enough barrier that it doesn't apply, or I don't know.
And then also like there's mouthwash that has alcohol in it, and then they have ones that are no alcohol, but they're right next to each other on the shelf. So it's like, wait, if this is bad, why is half of your product have it in there? Like, I don't know. It's kind of mixed signals.
Well,
Yeah, that's also a good point.
alcohol's been they're the football of this country. You know, everyone loves fucking beer. You know, like out of all the stuff to consume and all your vices, beer is like Mr. Popular, you know, Mr. Quarterback. Yeah. So now finally people are like getting the word out, like, no, this is bad. I mean, we should know this by now. You know, it's a big cause of domestic abuse and all this shit. Yeah, of course cancer's gonna be up there. Like, I don't know. It's almost it's nice to hear that it's that bad. I'm glad. I hope more people will now see that. You know, you have those very unattractive Surgeon General warnings next to cigarettes. So yeah, let's see it next to the beer.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the majority of people who hear this and drink, like myself, I'm just gonna like roll my eyes and be like, yeah, that's bad for me too. Like, it's like hearing that French fries are bad for me, where I'm like, yeah, I'm still gonna eat them. I like them.
Really, even if they were like French fries will give you cancer, are you still going to like, oh, here, where's the stragglers? I ate all of it.
I mean, yeah, I'll probably still eat them. I don't know. Like, I know they're not good for me, but it's like, I just put it into the category of moderation. Like, I'm not gonna eat French fries every day, but and I'm not gonna like try and like get a large every time I get French fries, but same with like alcohol. Like I'm not gonna drink like an entire bottle of wine or a case of beer, but if I want to, I'm still gonna order a beer with my dinner and I might get a second beer, but I'm trying not to go crazy with it.
Ugh, what a sobering déjà vu. Right, I think I gotta start though.
Please do.
Let's see here. Let's talk about my hate. I gotta get something off my chest, which oddly enough, I don't have chest hair. I'm talking about
Prove it.
I hate
Prove
hair
it.
loss. I can't. Oh
Yeah.
my God.
All right.
No, actually, that's a lie. I have technically two chest hairs.
And one of them's gray.
God damn it. A touch of gray, to quote Grateful Dead. So hair loss, let's get into it. As men, it's pretty common, except within the races, except for Native Americans. We are born with a nice head of hair. As children, right? We really think of our hair as part of our identity as a people and shit like that, you know? When we mourn, we might chop it off. That's how devastating we are. You know, our hair is a lot, right? So I am receding up here on my fucking forehead, and I shouldn't go bald. Like, I have yet to really think of any bald Native Americans, but I still miss what I have lost, which is about, I don't know, 3/4 of an inch on my head. And I still want it back. So I want to ask you guys, like, do you guys know of like Rogaine and shit? Like, if so, does it work? Like, what have you heard? Hair loss. What do you guys have to say?
As far as those products go, I have no idea. I assume they're snake oil and they do nothing for you, but I have no actual reason to believe that other than my inherent skepticism.
Well, you don't even need it. Like, I don't see any receding on your
No, I
end.
mean, I don't want to throw out the word luxurious when it comes to my hair, but I always assumed I'd go bald. My dad was like losing his hair in his early 20s, but they say like you inherit from your mom's side, and like her dad had a full head of hair, so I guess I took after him.
Yeah, Dave.
I have heard, well, I mean, I don't think like the Rogaine stuff, I don't think that would work. I know like just the thought or the promise of it for a lot of guys, it's like, oh, I need, if there's something I can buy for what, I don't know how much it costs, $50 or $100, and I'll put it on my scalp and it'll make my hair grow. Like the thought of that for a lot of guys is like, okay, yeah, I'll give it a try. And it's enough, I think, for them to make a lot of money, but I don't think there's probably many results with it. Because if you look at like, there's a huge business when it comes to, especially now with like people in Hollywood and actors, but like people getting the hair transplants where they'll pick off hair follicles from like the back of your neck and like the back of your head, and then they'll put them and then they give you that hairline back. So, the hairline would go from like me or you, Vince, and then all of a sudden it would look like John's a couple months later if she gets that full hair. But like, I feel like because so many hair transplants, if that's so popular and people do that all the time, it's probably because the medications don't really work.
I hate to keep bringing up Elon on these episodes, but have you ever seen old pictures of him? Like,
Oh yeah, for sure. That's what I always wondered. Why, I'm like, why is Bezos still got the bald hair? Like, oh, and then did you see Zuckerberg? Like, he had like a weird short haircut, and then all of a sudden now he's got like super
Are
curly,
we just talking
fluffy
about the
hair.
inauguration or
Well,
what?
it's strange when you see these people and you're like, dang, where did that hair come from? Like, even like Steve Carell from like the first season of The Office. He was going very thin, and then all of a sudden, the second season, it was like they had to delay the season by a few months to let his hair transplant grow in and thicken up. And then all of a sudden, his hair is amazing. And I think, like, isn't it like Chris Pratt? I feel like he was going a little thin, but now he has a full head of hair. There's tons of guys in Hollywood, for sure. And just like basically anybody with a lot of money. So, like, Hollywood is visible, but then, like, yeah, except for Bezos. Bezos is still bald, which is, I don't know. It's like he can definitely afford something, but I think he was too far gone or something.
Now, don't
Whoa.
they say that hair loss like is associated with high testosterone? So I'm always like, oh, do I have low T? But then like on the other hand, my entire body is covered with hair, so I'm like, oh, I don't know. So it's
I mean, it might be
toss-up.
worth it. Like, I'll give a little back if I could get a little up here.
Dave, you mentioned like, oh, you mentioned your hair situation. You're like, oh, I'm thinning or whatever. But that's why I was gonna ask you, like, do you want, like, would you try and get some? Hey, you brought it up. Like,
For the listener, Dave has put a cap on his head.
would
I'm a
you?
little self-conscious now.
You brought it up a couple episodes ago, man. So, would like I'm a vain guy, you know? Like I said, I probably won't go bald on top. Like, I've never heard of that for natives, but what I've lost already, I can't stand it. I want it back. That's why, like, I visited Hims.com, and they seem to acknowledge just the forehead up here, whereas Rogaine is like, no, we just handle if it's from the top. And I'm like, oh, well, that's not what's going on with me. So I don't know. Would you like the hair transplant? Say, Dave, you blow up and you make a lot of money and stuff. Would you try and get that back? Or you're just like, no, this is just the way of the world.
I mean, if I had the money, like if I won $30 million in the lottery, like heck yeah, give me Steve Carell's hair, like heck yeah. Like I would do it, but to me, it's just like on the, I don't know, with anything financial, it's just I put it on like a ranking system of like, am I actually, do I care enough about it? And like, while I would like to have a better hairline, that would be great. I feel like it's like if you look out there and you're just walking around in the general public, I swear 50% of guys who are 40 or older are bald. It's like 50-50. So it's like, it's not like I feel like totally ostracized from the community of guys out there. I feel like it's very rare that I see a guy at my age who has like a really good hairline. Like, John, you were like an anomaly. Like, you
He can't
know, I
smell
mean,
sneezes.
yeah. So, like, I wish. I don't know. Like me, I am kind of vain and I look at my hairline and I'm like, yeah, I wish it was better. But what it kind of does is it kind of motivates me to be better, where I'm like, I think I need to go to the gym more, you know? It, where it's kind of like the guy who's 5'6" and he's got the small man syndrome. He's like, he's got to get really buff to make up for his other deficiencies in life. It's like one of those things where I was like, yeah, I wear glasses and I'm nerdy. It's like I gotta be good at something else to make up for it.
I do wonder though, like if it's one of those things, like I remember like in the fashion episode, weren't we talking about how like women care a lot about fashion and like they're not doing it for the men or like, you know, I don't remember exactly the phrasing, but is it kind of like that for hair? It's like women are actually cool with bald guys, but like men for their own selves think that they need to have the hair.
Wow. Yeah.
I do hear women comment on guys' hair. If they have like a really thick head of hair, they're like, oh, I love his hair. And like any like my ears always perk up because I'm like, oh yeah. I don't know. You feel self-conscious. It's like, you know, if you were a girl and you had small boobs and somebody's obsessed, like, whoa, look at her boobs, they're big, you're gonna be like, well, what the hell? You know, you're gonna feel like inadequate in some way. So I always feel inadequate. So but like I do feel like no matter what anyone says, like you do it for yourself, but you also do it for other people. 'Cause we all kind of care what other people think of us, even if we say we don't.
I speaking of women, I do feel bad for those who lose their hair, you know. There's if you're friends with them on Facebook, you will see the hair slowly kind of going away, you know. You'll like, oh, your why does your forehead look bigger or something, you know? You're like, oh, that's just something that's happening to them. Just like how you see it on your guy friends and stuff. And yeah, it's I remember seeing a girl and I thought she was really cute and she had a bit of a, what is it called?
Widow's
What's the,
peak.
yeah, the Dracula thing. And I'm like, blah, blah, blah. I
Blah,
guess.
blah,
I didn't mind it, but I'm sure that's going to be a future thing that they have to deal with. And yeah, that's really too bad because I think women and hair is like natives and hair, man. It's all the same.
I know it's mean, but I did find the term five head
That
hilarious the first time I heard it.
is funny and brutal. Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to really think if I want to do that transplant thing. As long as it's not like from, like, could they take it off of my back? I'm not a hairy guy at all, but I have like, I don't know. 10 hairs back there.
Can you move these 10 up here, move these two over here?
Little to the left, right
Can you
there.
take something out of my ears? I'm desperate here.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
I have
I've
leg
seen
hair, but.
some where, like, on TikTok, you'll see people with, like, hair transplants, but it's like sometimes they go too low with it,
Oh,
but then sometimes they don't go low enough.
no.
And it's like it's all dependent on the shape of your skull, like the shape of your head, like. You want to go low because you want to look, but you don't want to go too low because then it's obvious that something's off. You know, you want to make it seem subtle or in some way. My
don't
head is so
know.
gross.
And
like
I would
one last
probably
thing
never do it.
I was gonna say on the Rogaine commercials, didn't I mean this was years and years ago, but I thought I remember them saying something about how it's meant to like keep the hair you have rather than regrow it. So like I don't know if that's true with all the products, but with whatever that one was, it made it sound like if you've already lost it, it's too late for us to help you.
And I thought I heard a phrase, or someone said that, like, if you stop taking Rogaine, then like you have to keep taking it, basically. Like you're a customer for life.
Yeah.
I've
And
heard
then
that.
like it just that also just made me feel like it's a scam. It's like, oh yeah, you use it on the hair that you haven't lost yet, and we'll take credit that you still have it. Like even if it, you know, you wouldn't have lost it anyway.
Yeah, it's one of those things, losing your hair. I wish I would have known about it when I was younger. And I don't know why. It's like as if I would have been able to prepare myself for the future. It's like, oh, why didn't you tell me when I was younger? It's like, come on, mom, you should have told me that grandpa was bald and I was gonna have it too. Like, I don't know. 'Cause like as if it would have changed anything. But I do like in my head I'm like, man, I would have appreciated it more. And I would have grown it out and like I at least would have like had a glorious head of hair in my 20s while I still could have.
Dave, you used to rock the completely shaved head look. Remember that?
Yeah, I did. And then it was like a self-fulfilling prophecy or something. Because then you shave your head and you're like, oh, it's not growing back the way it used
Oh
to.
no.
That's weird. Guess I'll just keep it this way.
That Seinfeld episode is like classic horseshoe pattern.
See me, I like I'm fine in the back. Like it's just my hairline, like up front. So like I would be the perfect candidate for like the transplant. Other
Still
than my
cut.
bank account would not comply.
Oh man. All right, Segway challenge.
This topic is receding faster than a man's hairline.
Or woman's. All right. Whoever wants to go next.
I'll go.
Okay.
Oh, I hate discontinued items. It's a little bit of a deja vu in the sense of I like I talked about it in the when I was talking about Trader Joe's, how you'll get hooked on an item there and they'll just stop having it completely and you'll never be able to get it again. But there's other stuff like you know, you find pair of jeans that fits you really nicely, and you're like, okay, I'm gonna go back and buy more of those, and they just don't exist anymore. And there was like a certain type of deodorant I used to use, and they quit selling it, and like and there was like no other products like it. So I'm like going on eBay, like just buying the last bottles of it that I can while you know, while they still have a shelf life. And you know, even like cars and bikes and or even computers and stuff, just like okay, yeah, they're not gonna have the same model forever, but just you know, not able to get replacement parts for stuff anymore. Like that's always a bummer. So even if you just want to keep what you have and fix it like that becomes difficult. I just feel like everything has to like keep changing to the new versions to get people to buy it quicker, like to upgrade to the new thing when otherwise they wouldn't have had to. And you lose the good things about the things that you used to have.
Right. Well, I miss and I think this is gone. Salsa verde chips from Doritos. Dave, do you see these chips anymore? Like, I think they're gone.
they still do exist. When I was in Oklahoma City, I was at a gas station and I was like, oh my gosh, there they
Oh.
are. Like, they don't have, they used to have them at like the Walmart in the town I live in, but then they stopped having them there. But I can find them if I go to like certain places in Tulsa or Oklahoma City. I can still find them, but they're only in certain markets. And it's all like Texas, Oklahoma, California. It's like you have to be like down in the south. Like up in Wisconsin, you almost got no chance. But it used to be where they were everywhere at all the time.
Yeah, I would totally pay you to mail me some Salsa Verde Doritos. Big box of
Yeah.
it. Oh, that'd be great. Also, so I can't drink these anymore, and they were probably horrible for me, but the Gronk energy drinks. Gronk,
Gronk?
that's the guy from the Patriots, right?
Okay, I was going to
Yeah.
ask. That's hilarious.
Not from what is Emperor's New Clothes or Emperor's New Groove? Was that Gronk or was that Klonk? I don't remember. Kronk?
Oh, yeah, it
Anyway,
might have been
I don't
Kronk.
know. But that was so good. Like, I've drank all the energy drinks and I'm paying for it today. But that was one of the best tasting ones. When you drink your energy drinks, there is like you detect whatever it is that they have, but you couldn't in that. And not only that, but it went down smooth. Even the cover was this awesome blue design and stuff. And then one day it just changed. I drank it. I'm like, what is this? This isn't it. And I would buy a few more. I'm like, this, it's all changed. And they changed the outside. It was like a darker blue. It was so odd. But they changed it. And like I said, they're not good for me, but out of all those devilish concoctions, oh my gosh, it was so good. And I only got to drink, a few of them. It sucked. And then finally, I used to own a Stripe doll from the movie Gremlins, and I could still picture it in my mind. I know what it looks like. And I've looked after looked for this doll many times, every once in a while, I'm like, where's Stripe? God damn it, I miss him. I can't find it. So it might be lost to time. Yeah, what do you say?
Even on eBay and stuff, you can't find used ones.
I've been looking.
Dang.
You can find dolls, but
Right,
not
not
that
that specific.
specific. Yeah. Ugh, sucks. What about you, Dave?
Yeah. I don't even remember exactly what they were called, but they were like some kind of like peanut butter bites that were around like 20, 25 years ago. And they had like a crunchy outside, but then like a peanut butter inside, and they were like, Skippy has some peanut butter bites out now, and they're kind of similar, but they're not. Like, they don't have like the crunchy outside. And like, I always kind of look around for them. I don't remember the exact brand name of them, but I know they were popular because I see them like on a list, where you see like discontinued items from the 90s. And like, even like the, remember the 3D Doritos? They were so good. And then they re-released them, but they were different. Like, I tried them. I was so excited. Took one bite and I was like, nope, this isn't it. I'm like, it's not the same. And they even like, they came back with the 3D Doritos and they had two different flavors. But the two different flavors weren't even the flavor that they had back in the 90s. Like, the flavor they had was a cheesy jalapeno. But now it's like, spicy nacho and cool ranch. And I'm like, no, it's not the same thing. There's also like the Butterfinger BBs from like
Oh,
remember the Simpsons
yeah.
commercials?
Yeah.
Those are like, I love Butterfinger, and the BBs were like the perfect shape for that candy. Instead, you have like the candy bar, but it's not as good as the BBs. Vince, you kind of reminded me of like Four Loko. Talking about like alcohol and energy
God.
drinks. I remember those being really awesome when we were like 21, 22. And then they changed it. And then it was like, oh man. Because it used to be like, oh, let's get crazy and get a Four Loko. It was something you would do like every like 3 or 4 months. Like, and you'd be like, bro, look what I got. It's going to be crazy. Well, then it was like, And then, yeah, obviously, because they were so incredibly bad for you, there were like people were dying from consuming them. So I that I understand. With just like also just like regular normal stuff, there's certain things where I liked it and then it's gone. Like just with iPhones and like having a headphone port in the iPhone, but then they change it and then now it's just like when you come out with a new model of something and then I can no longer use, and then so now I have like the Bluetooth headphones, which are great, but I can't use them in my vehicle because my vehicle doesn't have Bluetooth. I have to have a separate, like if I wanted headphones, I would have to have a corded headphone. So it's just like having to try and piece things together because there's no like consistency because things are discontinued.
Yeah, like whole
Oh man.
technologies are gone. For a long time, I was driving a car with a tape deck, and I had like the tape converter. And then at some point, I had like a Bluetooth dongle that you plug the tape converter into, and then I could play music from my phone over the tape deck.
Yeah. Remember that. Yeah, anything else discontinued?
That just kind of reminds me of like when I was like a teenager, I had like a VCR hooked up to my TV, and then you could record TV shows on your TV. But then I was like, well, wait, that my VCR has an input in the back. I'm like, what if I plug my Nintendo into my VCR, into my TV? Can I record that? And just like trying to do stuff like that. I don't think it worked, but like when I had the idea in my head, I'm like, oh, that'd be brilliant.
Yeah, I would have thought it would have worked.
Yeah, something to do with the input. It's because it was like a DVD VCR combo. So I also thought like I could just rent a movie like on DVD and then record it onto a tape. And then I would just be able to bootleg VHS tapes of all the DVDs I rented. But no, it didn't work.
Dang.
Anything else? I'm drawing blanks. I know I'm sure I miss a lot of things, but out of sight, out of mind for years. Yeah, this was tough to research because I'm like, odds are I forgot all these amazing products. So yeah.
To me, it's
You're like, I
mostly
only
like
like
food
successful
items.
products.
I always just think of like the Taco Bell menu because they just recently came back with like 80s throwbacks to like 80s and 90s like Taco Bell food items that you forgot about. And like all of the items, like I didn't even remember. They're like a Mexican pizza and it's like a tostada with pizza sauce and cheese. I'm like, I don't even remember that existing. Plenty of people do, but I guess I don't.
Oh man, yeah. Speaking of restaurants, like there was a vegan restaurant that opened up in St. Paul like a few years ago, and you could literally like if I were to track my weight like every week, you could have seen when that restaurant opened because it went. I gained a lot of weight, and then they like one by one just kept discontinuing all my favorite items that I got there, which is probably good for my health. But like, I barely ever go there anymore now.
There was a taco thing. I can't think of it now because I haven't seen it forever. But I remember that was my favorite item on at Taco Bell. It was like this soft bread. Shit. I don't know. It was very good though.
I know,
Anything
like
else?
KFC. Remember KFC had like the potato wedges? But like now they don't have potato wedges, they only have the fries.
Oh,
And
really?
I think the fries are disgusting. I think they're terrible. Like they have a weird seasoning to them and they're not very good. But like potato wedges, like it's classic. Potato wedges, chicken tenders, it fits. I don't know. But they had to mess it up. Way to go, Colonel Sanders.
Do they still have the double down? That ridiculous
No,
sandwich?
it was way too unhealthy.
All right.
It was like cheese and bacon and chicken.
And chicken.
And more chicken. Deep fried, Kentucky style.
Yeah, Yeah, Segway challenge, I guess. I really can't remember anything else.
Let's discontinue this topic in favor of a new model.
Which
Yeah, we'll
is
look on it
Dave.
fondly.
I have a mystery topic. And with mystery topics, you guys don't know about it, so if it's been done before,
Oh,
it'll
great.
just be a deja vu.
Yes,
But I hate picky eaters. Have we talked about picky eaters?
no, I don't think so.
No.
Nope.
Okay. Like, I'm not a very picky eater. There's things I definitely prefer. Things I don't like. I don't like mushrooms. There's like I don't really care for like weird kind of canned meats, like sardines or tuna. Like I like meat, but once you put it in a can, it's kind of gross to me. So there's certain things I don't like, but I'm not a picky person per se. I have like a coworker who's super picky. They're my age, they're like 40 years old, but they only want to eat like grilled cheese sandwiches and chicken nuggets. And if
What a
they get
child.
pizza, they want, they don't want any tomato chunks in the sauce because then it's bad. So it has to be like light sauce, but it can't be chunky sauce. Or if they have salsa, it has to be like ultra blended. So it's just like a liquid. So if there's no chunks of vegetables in it. They're super picky. So it's like, and like there's adults that are super picky, and then there's kids that are super picky. I don't have kids, but I have opinions on it. So like when I have like when like me and my wife like babysit our nephews, they're like 4 and 6, and my wife will be really nice and she'll be like, "Do you want waffles or pancakes?" And I'm like, don't even give them the option. Just decide for them and give. I'm like, don't let them be picky because I feel like certain things like that, like over asking what they want to eat, will breed a picky eater where you're like, you keep giving them options and then they're like, no, I only want pancakes. I don't want waffles. And it's like, they're both amazing. Like, they should be happy with either. But like, if you only consistently kind of like guide them in a certain direction, like, oh, do you want green beans or peas or carrots? Suddenly they're going to be like, wow, I want applesauce. And then you give them too many choices, and then pretty soon they don't want vegetables. They only want applesauce. So, like me, I'm always like a slippery slope kind of person when it comes to like letting little kids like choose what they're going to be. Because I'm like, you don't want to be that 40-year-old person who won't eat their vegetables. Like, you have to incorporate that in while you're younger and get used to it. And like picky eaters, like if you go to a restaurant and like certain people are like always sending their food back because it's not exactly the way they wanted it, and I'm just like, it's a restaurant, is it? Like, it's not always going to be perfect, so just eat it, and I don't know, it's like get over it.
Yeah, deal with the consequences of putting a dish back there.
Yeah,
Right?
it's
Road trip
risky.
style.
Yeah, don't get extra powdered sugar on your French toast.
I thought you were going the other way, like deal with the consequences of your peanut allergy.
If you have an allergy, yes, those people are allowed to be picky if it's life or death. It's the people who are just like, ew, I hate barbecue sauce. I'll only eat ranch. And it's like, okay.
John, weren't you picky eater? Weren't you a
Yeah, definitely as a kid I was, and then I'd say like starting high school I became way more adventurous with food, and then like by my 20s like there were like literally like the only food I can think of like not liking because of the taste is the gall dang cucumbers. Which
Well, the
for whatever
cucumber is one of
reason.
my favorite. It's so delicious and
Oh, why don't you
refreshing.
put them on your eyes then?
I'll try eating them every so often. Like, oh, maybe today is the day they don't taste disgusting, but it's never that day. And it's, odd in my situation because I don't think of myself as a picky eater, but on the other hand, like I don't eat animal products, so like 75% of all the foods offered to me, like I wouldn't eat, not because like I think they taste bad, but just because like for ethical reasons. So I struggle to say like I'm not a picky eater because I'm very specific about what I will or will not eat. But I guess it's definitely not like oh, that's gross, I don't want it kind of thing for me anymore.
Well, I think maybe it's our upbringing. Like, Dave, were you told, like, just eat it? You know, like, we're not even going to let you, like, be whiny and stuff. Like, other kids could do that. We never could. I know that.
Like, I was definitely a little bit picky with, like, I don't want onions on that, or I don't want mushrooms. And it was always just, well, pick it out. And, like, I would have spaghetti and I would pick out the bits of onion out of the spaghetti sauce. And then eventually, as I became an adult, I was just like, actually, onions are actually bring, like, good flavor to the food. I actually like them. So, like, I wasn't, like, overly picky, though. There were certain like vegetables I didn't like, but they kind of grew on me, and now there's just about every vegetable I like. I don't like beets. I think beets are really gross.
What? Beets are like my favorite.
Oh man. I had like pickled
Oh,
beets, and I was just like, yep, it tastes like a pickled beet. It's so bad.
man. We actually pickled our own beets.
I don't consider being a vegan like a picky eater, because that's, I don't know, it's something different. Because I guarantee you, there's like a thousand things that you've eaten, John, that I've never eaten before, and I would probably like turn up my nose at it and be like, "Oh, you're gonna eat that?" Like, oh, I don't know. Like, when I look at certain vegan food, I'm like, it's like a mystery to me because I've never eaten it. So I feel like I turn into a picky eater when I see certain things.
I hate it when it just seems childish when people don't eat their crust on their pizza. I'm like, that's pizza. Keep eating. Like, I don't
Yeah,
know.
that's still food.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and it's childish to me. I don't know. Always has
Yeah, that's
been.
exactly it. There's something about like you're an adult and you're leaving your crusts on your plate.
But like picky eating in general, that's how I feel about it. Like I was not never allowed to be like, maybe I don't want to eat that, you know. It was never that way. I was like, well, then fucking starve. Actually, no, we were never like, oh, well, no dinner. We just had to eat it, you know.
Well, that's
It's
what, the whole like, I'm not a parent, but I've got opinions thing. Like when I hear parents say like, oh yeah, he'll only eat chicken nuggets. That's the only thing he'll eat. I'm like, really? Like, he's gonna starve to death if you don't give him chicken nuggets? You know what I mean? Like, he's just gonna like everything you put in front of him. Nope. Nope. And like, yeah, sorry, he starved to death.
My sister actually went through that, and like we all like laughed and joked, and we're like, yeah, like if she'll eat it, like of course she'll eat it. And it was like, no, actually she won't. And it's like, will she starve to death? She will get malnutrition and she won't eat it. Like it was actually that bad, where it was like she had celiac disease and was gluten intolerant, but it was undiagnosed. So there were
Okay.
certain foods where like, but she didn't know it, and nobody knew. It was just like, oh, she's a picky eater and she doesn't like to eat, because she kind of knew after any time she would eat something, she would feel sick afterwards. So then she just became a picky eater and didn't want to eat a lot, but it was all like an underlying medical condition. So, I mean, it's probably not always that case. Like if little
Yeah,
Timmy only
I'm
wants to eat
gonna
chicken
say it's
nuggets,
usually not that case.
yeah. If little Timmy only wants to eat chicken nuggets, it's like, well, I'm like, he's gonna have to learn to eat a little, you know, something different.
You
I don't
know,
know. Well, I was gonna say, like, during my childhood, it was like we just ate like the regular childhood stuff, where it was just like fish sticks or pizza or chicken nuggets or tater tot. It was just like all like the generic cheap stuff. And it wasn't until I was an adult where I was actually able to, like, I never had Chinese food or Asian food until I was like 18 or
Okay.
19. Like I was an adult. I never tried anything like it. And now I love it.
Yeah, like most like non-American foods I never tried until my 20s or later.
I want to mention the only time, and I'm just remembering this, that I am picky or whatever, I don't know if this counts, would be in the morning, like breakfast. Like I remember my mom would really get on my case about eating breakfast, and like I would, yeah, for some reason I just wasn't in the mood, or like I understood that this it's a good idea to eat. And I know regretting not eating breakfast, how you feel later, but it was re really tough for me to eat breakfast. And so now that I'm by myself and I could eat whatever, there are things that I will tolerate in the morning, or I just won't, I'll just like drink water or have a soda or something until later on when I feel more hungry. That I will actually just eat whatever, but it's very bizarre. I've been that for a while, and I only started thinking about this because my nephew is, yeah, he's got a similar thing where it like when it comes to breakfast, it's really hard for him to just eat. So maybe that's a thing. I don't know. Yeah.
I'm that way too with breakfast. Like I love breakfast food, but I love breakfast food for dinner. Like in the morning, I don't want a big meal. I usually don't want to eat anything in the morning. I'll just like give me some coffee or water, and I will eat like 3 hours after I wake up or 4 hours after I wake up. That's when I want to eat.
I like eating breakfast, but I just find like I'll gain weight if I eat breakfast every day. Like it's just like, oh, here's like a few hundred extra calories that I just wouldn't have eaten otherwise, basically.
Wow, so there's
Yeah.
others out there. It's
I
cool.
feel that way too, where it's like I'm like fasting all night while I'm asleep. So like let's just keep the fast going where like my body is burning calories. 'Cause I don't know, like starting like 3 or 4 years ago, when I was like 35, I feel like my metabolism slowed down, and now I'm like, well, if I can avoid to skip a meal here and there, it's probably a good thing. So like even sometimes I'll get home from work and like tonight I didn't eat dinner. Last thing I ate was 7 hours ago around noon. And it's like I probably need to because I had like chicken tenders and jalapeno poppers, and it was not good for me. It was just lots of greasy deep fried food that's probably gonna give me cancer. So
Potato
it's like, man,
wedges or fries?
neither. They had fries, but I didn't get them.
Segway challenge.
What was this topic? Oh yeah, picky
Picky
eaters.
eaters. Let's pick another topic. I don't really care for this one.
Yeah. Oh, Dave will only talk about certain topic. All right, I'll go here. This is my last one, my love. So I love community slash recreation centers. I've one of my first jobs ever was working in Black River Falls as like, well, I had a lot of stuff I had to do. Like, I had to do some cleaning. But I also had to like sign off for like basketballs and baseballs and stuff, and like I had the key, I could unlock the weight room and stuff like that, and so that's kind of cool. You would get to interact with like a lot of kids because this is where a lot of teenagers have a place to go and blow off steam after school, or there's other people that need a place to go. Like there was some poor kids that they needed somewhere to go during the day, and they would show up here and play some basketball and like or just like sit down and watch some TV. Like it was just a place for them to come to. In our old neighborhood where I grew up, they finally built a community center. And I remember hearing about this when I was a kid, like going to actual community meetings, and they're like, and we want to build this building, and it's going to have these awesome windows and stuff. And I was like, yeah, that's going to be so much fun. It wasn't built until like maybe 5 years ago, but thankfully, it's cheap to reserve. It's pretty easy to reserve because we use it the most. But that's where we have all our family gatherings. So, like every time we get together, it's that one spot, and it's a big building, and it's got a kitchen and stuff, and all those supplies. So you can throw get-togethers all the time. plenty of parking and stuff like that. So yeah, that's oh, I also reserved them for like my EC challenges. These bizarre games, listeners, that I forced John and Dave to do for my amusement. So yeah, what do you guys have to say about community recreation centers?
I was thinking about how they'll often do like adult education stuff too. Like I took sign language classes at our community center just as an activity to do, and I remember almost none of it, but it was pretty cool to do at the time. And my wife and I were like, for a while, we would like sign at each other, like from across the room and stuff. When we were in public, it was like, whispering, but even quieter. But yeah, I think there's like a lot of cool stuff that they put on in those regards that, like, if you want to pick up a new hobby or learn how to do something, they often offer a lot of stuff like that.
Did you ever attend one, Dave? Like, were you like a teenager, like full of angst? I need somewhere to go.
I think like this is like a YMCA. Does that count?
No, I don't know.
Absolutely not.
I suppose
Well,
it could.
then no. Like I've never been to one. I've been to a YMCA. Like when I was a kid, I want to say like 6th or 7th grade, I went to like a basketball camp. And it was basically like my mom would just drop us off at the YMCA, and then it was like free babysitting for like 3 hours straight. And we just were in a gymnasium running around for 3 hours straight while my mom would, I don't know, go shopping or something. And then she'd come and pick us up. But like, so there was basketball stuff. And then I remember they had like lock-ins where like you could spend the entire night at the YMCA and like they'll watch movies and like, I don't know. I never did that because it sounded terrible to like, why would I want to sleep in a like a sleeping bag on the floor of a YMCA? And it sounds incredibly dangerous. Like, who are the adults that are in charge here? Do I trust them with my kids? Like, it sounds a little weird. But I don't know. I don't feel like there's much of like a community rec center in the town I live in because like when I Googled like the community center, it's just like a theater, and they're like, yeah, we have shows at the theater, and like you can pay for tickets, like, and it's just like, okay, but that's not like a, it's not like the true sense of like where, you know, you could play bingo or they have like areas to reserve. I don't know, like we have like public parks where you can like rent the pavilions and stuff like that, but none of it's like indoors where you actually, where it looks like the basement of a church, you know? Where there's like the countertop and the kitchen area, and then like a large room for seating where you would have like a, you know, a family get together or something, or like a 4-H club would meet or something like that. I don't know. Maybe I need to look into it. Maybe there's stuff by me that I'm not aware of, which is probably the case.
Yeah, they're cool. I think they probably help out a lot of people. Yeah. Because you need, wait, well, I worked at an adult day center. You could almost call it the same thing, like where it's just you need somewhere to go during the day. A lot of kids, their both parents are working or something like that, yeah. I think they're great. I hope they don't go away. I don't know why they would, but they're pretty awesome. Wait a minute. What does YMCA stand for? Ye Young Men Community, after all.
After all, isn't it a Christian association? I want to say
Oh, okay. But women go there all the time.
they've
Talk
got the
about
W.
a. Oh, do they?
Yeah, there's YWCAs too, but yeah, I don't know when they stopped being segregated, I guess. Is segregated the wrong word? But you know what I mean, like.
Right, yeah. Is that a corporate
I
rebranding or whatever?
don't know.
Yeah, anything else? Segway challenge? Oh, I do have to mention though, I mentioned that this was one of my first jobs. That was fun, but it got better when Andy L from Nilesville, he got hired on, and so we did slack a little bit. I remember our boss was like, I noticed that your work goes down since he started here. I'm like, oh, that's weird. But it
Odd
was great.
coincidence.
It was great because we got to sit back in the, with all the sports equipment. And so like the hotties would have to show up like, hey, could I have a basketball? We're like, maybe. It was great. It was
Come
awesome.
over here and grab it, and you're like spinning it on your finger.
All right, now Segway challenge. I reserve the next topic. I don't know. Go ahead, John.
I am indifferent to autocorrect. I think it's good and it helps a lot in a lot of cases, but it also is annoying in a lot of cases. Like I do a lot of technical writing where like I'm just so much of what I write is like acronyms like HTTP or TCP or all this stuff, and like it either like tries to make up whatever word it thinks I'm trying to type, and then I have to undo it, or it changes like the capitalization and stuff like that. And I also do a lot of like genealogy writing, so like it's just so many place names and like people's surnames and stuff that like it'll just correct it to a different similar name. Like that's not helpful. And now like some update on my phone happened, and when I'm texting, like if I'm gonna like make a mistake, the number one thing I'm gonna do is type a single word incorrectly. But now it tries to take into context the entire sentence, so it won't just like say, did you mean this word? It like gives me a suggestion to change like two or three words around it, so that the word I typed wrong all of a sudden would make sense. I'm like, no, I
Gosh.
just clearly I just like forgot a T, and now I didn't want to change my entire sentence. So like it's just one of these things where like it's getting more features and it's becoming less usable, I think.
There's been a lot of jokes, texting jokes in sitcoms now where everything, there's ev always an autocorrect joke in there, like all the time. And it's almost like, retire that joke. We get it now. I don't know. It's very bizarre.
Yeah,
But
ducking A.
yes. Yeah, that is super annoying where it's like, I know what I'm trying to say, And if I get it wrong, you send in the asterisks, like, and then the word you meant. How long has autocorrect been around?
I mean, in like word processors and stuff, like 30 years probably.
Oh, okay. Well, when has it been like on our phones and stuff?
I don't know. I wonder, like, did even some of the like the 9-key thumb typer thing? I bet some of those had autocorrect. So I bet probably just about as long as you've been able to type on a phone, I bet they've had them.
Wow.
Yeah, I really hate like when I'm trying to type into either a username or a password and it's trying to autocorrect my username or password. It's like, how can it not figure out like this is a pass like this is I'm not even trying to type a word, like these are just random letters, but it's like, oh, do you mean this? That's it, really bugs me. And then the same, like, anytime I'm just typing my last name, because my last name isn't like an actual word and it's not recognized by like anything, it always wants to autocorrect it. But like, not all the time, because eventually my iPhone figured out, like, I don't know what update it was at some point, but it figured out what my last name was and it stopped trying to autocorrect it. And I was so grateful.
I bet it was from the success of our other podcast and the Lauer lightning round entering the social discourse.
Yeah, it must be, is it the AI picked up on it being
Do
out there in the cloud?
you think anyone's
Yeah.
ever used autocorrect as an excuse? Like, I love you. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry, we're just friends. And you're like, oh, no, I meant I leave you now or something, you know, like, damn, autocorrect, you know. I might have to use that one, actually.
Yes. Seems plausible.
Assuming
Yeah,
things go wrong.
there's certain things where I wish my phone just recognized what I was trying to say. Because, like, if I type to my wife, I love you, a lot of times it'll say, I live you.
Oh,
And I'm
yeah.
like, because the I and the O are so close to each other, it's like, come on, figure that out. I'm not going to type, I live you. It's, I love you. Like, I don't know. I wish there needs to be a
See, and
little
my
bit
phone would
more.
correct that too. I live for you.
Yeah. Don't know. That's why it's like, it's autocorrect is like a form of AI, but like the worst kind of AI where it's like, aren't you supposed to like learn something and like grow upon your knowledge? But it's just like a stagnant form of autocorrect that's always the same.
Segue challenge. Calling it. Did I say segue
Yeah.
challenge? I meant sequence
Yeah.
challenge. All right, go ahead, Dave, for closers.
I'm on the fence about something. I'm on the fence about like everyday things that we have. It could be like in a kitchen appliance. It could be like a power tool or just like something around the house that you have. Like everything is like has like is like a charger that is like it's not plugged into the wall. Like you have like I have a vacuum cleaner that I plug into the wall and then I can vacuum the floor. Or I have like the Shark like handheld, well it's not, it's like a Samsung. It's like one of those Dyson Samsung or whatever vacuums that you just hang on the wall, it charges, it's got a battery, and then you go around and you vacuum your house. And you vacuum your house for about 15 minutes and then the battery's dead. And you're like, well, I got about, 60% of my house done, but I guess the other 40% can wait. And it's like the battery's dead now. But you can't like plug it in and use it while it's plugged in. You can only charge the battery on it. So like it's convenient in a way, but it also like offers up like an inconvenience because of the way it works. And like also like I shave my head. I have some hair clippers. And those hair clippers, usually I would always have one that I just plug in. But then I got like a battery powered one and it works really good. But the problem is, it's like it has an amazing battery life. I can cut my hair like for 6 weeks or 2 months and then my battery dies. So it lasts forever. But the problem is the cord. It's like in a drawer somewhere, and then I lose it because I'm like, I never use that thing, and it's somehow it's stuff is just stacked on top of it, and it's in the back of the drawer, and I'm like, oh, here it is. Or it's like, oh, I hate how the cords will like disconnect from the item, and then you have like a thing of chargers that are separate from your item. And you're like, wait, does this charger go to this or does it go to this? And you're looking at the end and you're trying to like, oh, this is to charge my stereo speaker, not my Xbox controller. Or it's like, or my microphone to my computer has a separate charging thing, or like a plug-in. But like all the plug-ins and the chargers and connection cords, they're all like USB So I don't know if this is a charging device or just a connecting device, and it just makes a mess of everything. And it's, I don't know, it's super annoying. And I have like power tools now where it's like I have a drill or a leaf blower or like a weed whacker, and it has like a battery. And it's like, yeah, that's great that it has a battery, but the problem is I only own one battery. So if I use the weed whacker in the yard and I'm done with that, then I take that same battery, I put it onto the leaf blower, and then I have enough battery to like blow the driveway off, but I'm not gonna get like all the way around the house. And it's annoying, and it's like I wish I could just plug it in and just finish the rest of the job, but instead it's like, well, I gotta put it on the charger and then I'll do the rest tomorrow.
Does your rake use the same battery or?
Oh, I wish I had one.
And you like hit the crux of the issue for me is when you're saying how you can't just alternatively plug it in and use it. Like it would be so nice, like, okay, yeah, it's cordless, I can use it on the battery. But hey, the battery's dead. Let me just plug it into the wall and use it still. Like, why do I have to like sit around waiting for the battery to charge?
What is it? For my Xbox, I wanted to get the cordless, so then you have batteries, and then you have to buy the battery charger, and I don't know. After a while, I'm like, just give me the cord, because it seems like sometimes the batteries will they'll only refill so much. Like the energy is getting lower and lower with every charge. Is that, yeah. Okay,
Yeah,
good.
they degrade over time for sure.
Oh, all right. Because I'm like, what's going on? Like, what is happening here? Am I getting better at the game? And that's what's happening? No. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I'm like I said, I went back to cords. I don't mind them. I'm trying to think of a cordless product now. Yeah, I can't think of anything. I think I like cords. Love them.
Yeah, I just bought like a little miniature chainsaw, like just for like stuff around the yard and like bushes and stuff. And that's, I mean, that's, I would say like 14 inches. I don't know. But like, I was like, you can get ones that have a battery pack on it, or you can get ones that are gas powered, or they also have ones that are just plug in electrical and have a power cord. Now, there's this a whole set of dangers when you're plugging in a chainsaw and you're having electricity. So not only could I cut off my foot, but I might cut the cord if I'm, not careful. But I got the one that I can just plug in, 'cause then like if I'm like trying to cut down like the bushes in the backyard against the fence, I can just pull out the extension cord and I could trim all the stuff and I don't have to worry about the battery dying on me. And it's, I don't know, it's just a lot more convenience. And it's not like a gas powered thing because I'm not engine savvy at all. And I don't want to have, like, if the carburetor gets dirty, like, good luck me trying to take it apart and put it back together and it actually work.
We love cords around here, right? Is that what we're getting at?
Yeah, I mean, like, even with my Xbox, like, I prefer to just plug it in. And I have my PlayStation 2. I've been going to like the retro gaming store and buying some old PlayStation 2 games that I used to play like 20 years ago. And I needed another controller, and they had some controllers, but they had like wireless ones, plus they had ones to plug in. And I was like, oh my God, ew, no, get that wireless one away. Like, I want to plug it in. Like, that's the way it's meant to be.
Even nature likes cords. The umbilical cord, hello.
Ooh, yeah.
What about your smartphone? Do you have a giant cord that it's you walk around the house with it plugged in?
No, but you know what I keep plugged in all the time is my laptop. Because for this one, and most, I feel like when the image or when the screen gets dimmed after a while, it's still on. It could still be on for another, I don't know, few hours or whatever. But I want my screen to be fully lit. It's a little pet peeve. So I have my laptop plugged in all the time.
Yeah, it's not its true self unless it's bright and exuberant.
I need to be bright enough that if a bright image comes on the screen, I have to like flinch.
You feel free to sneeze. A
Yes.
little rehash of an old joke. All right. Is that the show?
That is the show.
It is the show. You know what? We don't strings attached, chords, third correlation. I don't know. I was trying to think a segue that we don't even need. It's the end of the show. Go to a few Goldilocks Bears podcast.com and tell your friends about us. Get the word out. Spread the love. I was Vincent Cloud.
Search for a few Goldilocks Bears in your favorite podcast player and subscribe and leave a review. I was John Emmons.
And I'm David Lauer. Thanks for listening.